to me, the chiddush of the whole Shir HaShirim is the good news, or the surprising good news, that despite the fact that we live Behester Ponim, and despite the fact that we're not exactly everything that we know that we should be, it hasn't affected the romantic, loving, committed, passionate relationship mitzad Hashem to us and mitzad us to Hashem. His hester ponim does not mean that his love is diminished in any way, and our rough surface and our like we learned last time, shcheirani shesh sofasni hashemesh, and our sunburn, spiritual sunburn that we have, does not mean anything other than skin deep. So that's really the message here. Again and again, to see, to feel nuances of the herring, how that love is existing and passionate. Gam kaviyocho mitzad Hashem to us.
How could it be existing and how could it be packing? Be existing. How could it be passionate mitzad the Jews if they don't feel it?
The subconscious has greater
passion
than the conscious mind. There's the guy that spoke on Sunday. You know, I didn't hear the whole thing, but I planned.
It was interesting,
But it's the subconscious is king. You know what I mean? The conscious is like this, a little pea brain, and the subconscious is, you know, so it's, we have it. And the raya is that so many times you see, we have one raya today, a different raya, so many times you see in Shir HaShirim where the Klal Yisrael seems so callous, and all of a sudden, in an instant, with a moment's change in stimulus, all of a sudden the love comes out. So that means that you see that it's there under the surface. Let's see what this one is about. Hagido li shoavo nafshi. Now, tell me, my beloved, the one whom my nefesh loves. So Klal Yisrael is even. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Zion 1:7. Aleph Zion. Hagido lishov anafshi. Tell me the one that my soul loves. So I guess on a certain level, Klal Yisrael is even able to articulate the love, even though, you know, it's deep down and on the surface there's many hiccups, bumps along the way. But oh, anafshi, that I know. Echot tira, echot targis batzolayim. Where do you graze your flock? Where do you rest them in the noon? The noon hours are the time when the flock has to rest because the sun is the hottest then, so they can't run around. It's dangerous, you know, like that's where the Mexican siesta comes from, and all those places that in the heat of the day they take a break because maybe in the Middle East that was also the way. Eretz Yisrael used to be like that.
2 to 4.
Eretz Yisrael, what?
2 to 4.
Yeah, Eretz Yisrael used to be the whole place closed down from 2 to 4. Used to be so frustrating to us as Americans that came there in the 60s. You know, like, the only time we have off. They all went to sleep. You know, it was very frustrating. But that probably came from that because the days were hot. That was the heat of the day. So, where are you going to have them rest in the noon hours? Shalomo eye ke oityo. Why must I be like one who is, I'm not sure exactly, Rashi explains what this means, so let's see from exactly, I don't know how to translate it exactly, but it means like moving about, al edre chaverecho, like I'm wandering. Why should I be like a wanderer, let's say, al edre chaverecho, among the flocks of your companions, your other chaverim. So let's see what Rashi says. The posuk is a little bit cryptic. Ach shav ruach ha-kodesh chozer, now here this is a little misleading. It says now Ruach HaKodesh is chozer. This pasuk is not Ruach HaKodesh speaking, but Rashi sometimes tells us when there's a change of direction. In other words, until now, because sometimes it's not clear from the psukim, until now Klal Yisrael was speaking to the Umar Soilam. Right? Aren't those the psukim we just did? Yeah, that's right. So now, Ruach HaKodesh, Umedame Oysa Letzoyin Chaviv HaRoh. So now Hashem is speaking again. This is not the cloud Yisrael talking to Hashem or to the Umois. Hashem is speaking, and the Dama cloud Yisrael to Letzoyin like a flock with a shepherd. He's the shepherd with a flock. Fine. But the Umeres Knesset Yisrael, but the Knesset Yisrael is the one who's speaking. Cloud Yisrael is speaking. Lefonov. Ki isho lebalo. Like a woman speaks to her husband. Hagido lishu b'nafshi. Tell me, the one, my beloved, the one whom my soul loves. Echo tira et soincho. Where do you pasture your flock, the Bnei Yisrael? Bein hazeevim halolu asherim b'seicho. Among all these wolves in which they live. In other words, like, it's a little bit of wonderment. Where do you think you're doing your pasturing? You sent us to pasture amongst all the wolves. I mean, what kind of a pastor are you? Pastor. Yeah. What kind of a pastor? What kind of a shepherd are you? Imagine this. I have a flock, and I'm a shepherd, and I'm in charge of the flock. I take care of my flock. What do? There's a pack of wolves out there in the left field. I'm going to send them out there to spend the day in the sun and graze on the grass with the wolves. That's what he does. He sent us. He's shepherding us amongst the wolves. The nations of the world are like wolves. You know. We'll go in a minute. Yeah. Where do you put them down to rest in the heat of the day? In this golos, she aced tzor lohem. But tzoraim, she aced tzor latzoyim. Tzoraim is aced tzor latzoyim, right? Tzoraim, the noon hours are the times of the tzor for the tzoyim because it's very hot. It's the hottest part of the day. The sun is at its hottest. So it says, in the noontime we have to rest. Where do you put them to rest? In the golus, in an eis tzora. They're supposed to rest where? They're amongst the wolves. Now it's time to rest. Let's take it easy now. We're going to go to sleep. All the wolves are surrounding us. So he says, that's the Klal Yisrael Ke'ilu has a taina to Hashem. Like, almost, I don't know, maybe it's not nice to say it that way. What do you think you're doing? You're shepherding us amongst all the wolves. You're telling us to lie down in the heat of the day amongst all these enemies. Shalom. Now, let's stop for a moment. There's a beautiful imagery, which I think that if you think about Klal Yisrael living amongst the wolves, there's a beautiful imagery in the Kori Bein Olam. We say it, Proik Yas Onoch Mipumar Yevosa. It's not the wolf, it's a lion. Redeem your shepsela, your lamb, from the lion's mouth. Imagine for hundreds of years now, since this was written, that was written 500 years ago, the Kori Bein Olam, by one of the Mekubalim in Tzfas. But imagine what that is, that we say every single Shabbos, and maybe we don't, but, you know, Klal Yisrael, so many Yidden all over the world are saying, Proik Yas Onoch Mipumar Yevosa. That imagery. Here you have a lamb in a lion's mouth. For hundreds of years, actually 2,000 years, they're saying it's for 500 years, this thing. But 2,000 years, the lamb is living in the lion's mouth. Now, how long is a lamb going to last in a lion's mouth? 5 minutes? 2 minutes? Are you familiar with lions?
Shorter than that, probably.
Yeah, I mean, lions are... that's it. That's their thing. They'll devour them alive. So here you have this lamb in the lion's mouth. 2,000 years, he gets scratched, he gets bleeded, he maybe loses a finger or a hand or a toe or something, but he's still there in the lion's mouth. It's a beautiful image. That's Hashem. Yes, Klal Yisrael has suffered a lot, but we're still here in the lion's mouth after 2,000 years, and we're still alive and well in a communal sense, in the Klal Yisrael sense. After the last lion's mouth, or the greatest pack of lions that we can remember in modern history, and nobody would have believed that the little lamb could survive that lion's mouth, and yet we are flourishing, and it's truly amazing. And to me, the most amazing aspect is that every Shabbos all over the world, Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, I think Sfaradim, yeah, everybody says Mimkoimcha Malkeinu Sefiya, V'Simlei Cholenu. We're still waiting. We're still waiting for you to appear, Mosaitim Loich Betzion, and bring the Mashiach. After 2,000 years, in a lion's mouth, we haven't given up. To me, I'm nishtoimim. When I think about that, the length of the Golos, the difficulty of the Golos, the suffering of the Golos, and the promise of Mashiach, and we're still waiting. I haven't given up. It's certainly an inspiration not to give up on our more mundane aspects of life. You know, because if Klal Yisrael has the strength for 2,000 years in the lion's mouth and not to give up hope. Anyway, but the Klal Yisrael complains to Hashem. We say, like, where do you think you're putting us? Look what you're doing. But then listen to this. Shalom o'eye ke'oityo. Why should I like be like this moving about? So, al edri chavirecha, among the flocks of your chavirim. So look at Rashi here. V'im toimar. This again is Klal Yisrael speaking to Hashem. Ma'ich bisloch. What's it your problem? In other words, you're going to say to us, you're asking me, how do I do? Where do I do? What am I doing? What do I think I'm doing? I know what I'm doing. What's your question? And I guess the concept is, you don't ask questions. I know what I'm doing. There was a Beis HaMikdosh. There was a Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. There was Mipnei Chato'einu, Golinu Me'artzeinu. I know exactly what I'm doing. So what kind of question is that? And if you're going to say, like, what's your business? You know, where do you come off to ask such a question, right? Listen to this. You know what Klal Yisrael answers? This is the rhetorical question. If you're going to say, Hashem, what's it your business? What do you care? Why is it your concern? It's not kovod shomayim. It's not for the kovod of Hashem that his flock should be ka'avela, like a mourner. Uite al sofa. I guess it means covered. The lips are covered. I guess you cover your face with a veil so nobody should see you crying or nobody should see your... the miserable look on the face. Beichia al tzeini, crying on my shepherd. Yeah? So on my flock. So in other words, it seems Klal Yisrael is saying to Hashem, if you're gonna ask me what's this my business, like what am I asking you questions on how you conduct your Klal Yisrael? So I says, Rabbeinu Shalom, you know why it bothers me? Because ein zeh kvodcha. Because it's such a bizui, it's such a zilzul in the kovod shomayim that your people are sitting here crying like this. Imagine that. Klal Yisrael is saying, the kovod shomayim, this is the Am Hashem, this is the Am HaNivchor, this is the Am that you did nisim v'nifloys and took them out of Mitzrayim. This is the nation that you stood at Har Sinai and said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha lo yilecha. You entered into us with a bris that mamish adayim azeh. And you promise to preserve us, and you promise to maintain us, and you promise to sustain us, We're called by this is the Klal Yisrael, the Am Yisrael. Yisrael is Hashem's name. It's the Am Hashem, the Am HaNivchor. It's such a bizoyan to you. Now, imagine that. Klal Yisrael is complaining about the matzav of Klal Yisrael. About, what are you doing? You're putting us amongst the wolves. They're biting us, they're eating us. I'm sitting in the lion's mouth for 2,000 years. And what's my complaint? It's pastish for you. It's not kovod shomayim. What about me? I'm bleeding. I'm hurting. I'm suffering. The Klal Yisrael in the golus, who has been, as Rashi in the Hakdoma told us, estranged from Hashem, has still that feeling of pain, of its own pain, of its own bizoyin, of its own sakona. And if Hashem would say to us, like, what are you complaining about? You know, it's my business. How do I do this? Why do I do this? Where do I come off to do such a thing? What are your business? Take it easy. I know what I'm doing. You guys messed up. You continue to mess up. If you'd stopped talking Lashon Hara, the Mashiach would have come already. So, what do you want from me? And Klal Yisrael says, no, you don't get it. Like that. But, ein zeh kvodcha. This is not kovod shomayim. Imagine a person suffering, intense suffering, bleeding, sitting in the lion's mouth for 2,000 years. And what's the pain that he's expressing? It's a bizui kovet shemayim. You're bleeding, you're dying, you're killing, you're... It's a bizui kovet shemayim. The Klal Yisrael, in the Vaita Golus, estranged from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, suffering all their personal suffering, has such an intense love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu left inside that they come and complain about the matzav of being amongst the wolves, of being in the lion's mouth. And what is their complaint if you delve under the surface and say, hey, what's bothering you? It's not Kodesh Shemayim, but we sit here crying in suffering, painting, licking our wounds, bemoaning our fate. And we're the Am Hashem. It's a reflection on you. That's what hurts us more than anything else. To me, that's like, I said this the first time in when they captured the old city, and the soldiers went to the Kosel, and it came, the famous picture there, I just remember you saw it in the video tour, they were shuckling there, you know, all these friar people, some weren't even wearing yarmulkes, but they were shuckling away by the Kosel, standing in awe. It's a famous picture, you know, you must have seen it. I don't know if you saw the still picture, obviously they're not shuckling, but they're standing there in awe. I said, what's going on over there? So I said, what is it? They're not religious, they're not anything. He says, but I think that the feeling more than anything else, I have no riot to this, it's just Gidarshan. I spoke in, it was BTA at Yeshiva University, at a high school in Brooklyn, and they asked me to speak to them once. So, but I said, they were bothered by the COVID show. Here you have the holiest place in the world, and when they took it over, you know what it was? What?
A garbage dump.
It was the Arabs' garbage dump. The city garbage, the old city, the Arabs' old city that they had until 67, was they used the curse work. They couldn't dare destroy it because it wouldn't be destroyed. They knew that. They tried many times in history. But they used it as a garbage dump. And your mom, she come to the holiest place in the world, and you say, it's a garbage dump. That's what pained them. They weren't religious, but this intense connection was still there. And when they saw that, I just became overwhelmed. And that was the, I don't know for sure, but it was a nice drosha. Anyway, but that's the idea. But just to hear that the Klal Yisrael, so distant, so sinful, so suffering, so under the worst, and ostensibly complaining about their own matzav. I'm saying, what are you doing? Where are you sending us? Where are you putting us amongst the wolves? What's under it all? What really hurts us? We sit here crying amongst the Umas Oilam for all the suffering. That's a bizui to Kovacho. That's the love. That's the sensitivity. That's the relationship that exists deep down despite everything that covers it and that that would apparently seem to negate it on the surface. Let's just finish. Did we finish the last Rashi? My face is covered crying. Where am I? I'm by the flocks of the other shepherds. They're also shepherding their flock. Between the flocks of the nations. They rely on other gods. They're Oiv the Avodah Zarah. They have these kings, and they have this leadership, and they have strong leadership, and they have protected status, and they have armies, and they have weapons, and they have glory, and this. And your people, let me be sorry in the Kovet Shemayim, not just the danger that we suffer and the pain that we suffer, but the contrast. They're also sensitive to this contrast. The Umay Sa'olam, they have manhigim. They have kings, they have governments, they have armies, they have all kinds of power. And your people, we're the downtrodden, we're the exiles, we're the ones that were sent from one place to another and from another exile. Goyla achar goyla, goyla achar goyla. We don't have like the Pasuk says. I says, what a bizoyin, such a bizoyin to go with Shemayim. So Klal Yisrael decries two things. decries the lack of the suffering. Also, it seems to be the lack of leadership. We who rely on you, we don't have a leader. We don't have, you know, we say it in the Yom Kippur davening. In one of the tefillahs there, it says, maybe after the Kohanim, the Rosen for them, we have no leader, we have no this, or who is Roy to be? We don't have. We don't have a Meshra Bein, we don't have a Sanhedrin, we don't have that kind of leadership. So there's a double bizoyan. The suffering is a bizoyan, and then the lack of leadership is a bizoyan, that we're missing that leadership. And all of this, what bothers us? One thing bothers us. It's not Kovod Shamayim. We can feel that pain of not Kovod Shamayim. Now, as long as I have the mic and I have 1 minute left, so I just want to say one word that just recently I recognized about leadership. And when we read the Pasuk a few weeks ago that Moshe Rabbeinu is informed that he's about to pass on, and he asks for a leader, for the next leader. And the first thing he says is, Yifkoid Hashem Elokei Haruchai Slechol Boso, Isha Lo'edu. He should appoint, Hashem Elokei Haruchai should appoint an Isha leader. So Rashi's bothered. That's the Nusach Hashem Elokei Haruchai Slechol Boso. Elokei Haruchai Slechol Boso, Yifkoid Hashem. So Rashi says that what he means to say is like this, Rebbeinu Shalom, every person is different. Appoint a leader, Sheyuchal Rizbol Kol Echod Ve'echod Lefi Da'atoi. Who can tolerate each one according to his own unique individuality. Not just for a family, and not just for a small group, a classroom, and not just for a little community, but for Klal Yisrael, of a few million nefoshos. The first requirement for leadership was the ability to individualize, to deal with each person as an individual, and to lisbon, it's a seven, it's easier to put everyone into a mold, but to deal with each one individually. That I always said for years, but then I heard something else. The next pasuk says, "V'lo yieh adas Yisroel kitzoin b'lo yroyeh." That's the lashon of the pasuk exactly. Where is that?
Did your Rebbe Zichrono Lebracha have that sheet as well?
What do you mean? No, I'm just pretending. I'm just pretending to stutter. What do you mean? Well, what's the question?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like he was too concerned with the
Oh, he definitely was.
Individual.
His whole life, that's what he was about. That's what he was about the whole life.
It's debatable.
Yifkar Hashem Elokei Haruchai is here. Look what it says. List the next passage. Asher Yetzef and Asher Yovim Fahim, Asher Yetzim, Asher Yovim, V'loisiyah Adas Hashem Katzoin Asher Ein Lohem Roya. What's a Tzoin Shein Lohem Roya? A tzoyin led by a leader, he can be a great leader. He's a master shepherd. He knows all the politics. He can have the chokhmas ha-Torah. He can have everything else. But he's lacking what? He's lacking the ability to be soivel kol echad lefi datoy. Kol echad ve'echad lizbol kol echad ve'echad lefi datoy. The Klal Yisrael is concerned with it. That's also included in what they're decrying here, maybe. That the tzoyin b'leroya. Look at that. Everybody has leaders. For them, that's good enough, such a leader. But the Klal Yisrael, the leadership that we need, is a leadership that can be tolerant. And to be tolerant of each one according to his doctor, you have to understand each one. You have to know each individual, you have to know what he's up to. The Avrom Varshin, the Avrom Grudzinski, the Torah Savrom, has a whole piece of it. In order to be Makayim, you have to be a Kamoicha portion. You have to be a master psychologist. This guy likes this, this guy likes this, this guy likes this, this guy likes this. He's got to understand everybody's unique psychology. And then you can talk do for him. Anyway, just thought I would throw that in. But that the Klal Yisrael has that capacity to love to the extent, now I'm in trouble, I see it coming, to love to the extent that that the concern that we have, overriding everything else, is the concern that we're not.